Actually, talking about that, dog did remind me of a joke. I'll get this over and done with first. What do you call a three-legged donkey? Wonky donkey. It's a kid's joke, but we try and encourage kids here. A wonky donkey. That's just... Stop laughing, you're supposed to be meditating. So now's the time to close your eyes and be serious. With your eyes closed, just experience your body sitting here. And as you experience the body sitting here, ask your body what it needs. Does it need to be fidgeted, scratched, coughed, sneezed? Because some people are so unaware of their body, but it needs to cough and you just don't let it. It's itchy, but you don't scratch it, which means it gets even more of a problem later on. Shows you're not mindful and you aren't kind. So be attentive and compassionate towards your own body. If you're sitting on a chair, which is a wonderful place to do meditation on, then find the best position of your bottom against the hard chair. You don't always need to move your back vertically straight. You can lean back if you wish to the side, wherever you're comfortable. Sometimes people like to lean against the wall so they can put their feet out, leaning against the walls just to make themselves comfortable. Now once you've got the general comfort established, take it further. By which I mean, you ask your body, is there anything more I can do? Especially just notice parts of your body which might be tense or sore. If you do notice a sore part of the body, you may have a sore knee, some indigestion, a sore throat or sore arm or wrist or something, let your attention dwell on that irritation. Just let the mind go there. And once you are mindful of the irritation, then you add kindness. This beautiful combination of mindfulness plus kindness, which becomes kindfulness. And when you're aware and kind of these parts of your body, you will feel them relax. Mindfulness gives you feedback. In the same way you have a signal on your smartphone which tells you how much battery you have left, how strong the signal is. That allows you to have feedback, to move to a place you get a stronger signal, to charge the battery so it's closer to full. These are all indicators. It's what mindfulness means. It's an indicator. We start noticing how relaxed our body is. See the relaxation / tension indicator. Is it too far towards tension? Or is it going towards relaxation? You're mindfully aware of your physical degree of relaxation. And then begin to notice with your mindfulness what makes that one part of the body more relaxed and less irritated. What makes it relaxed? Whatever it is, keep on. You'll find that what does relax parts of the body is nothing more than kindness. I just know my knees are a bit sore at the moment. Just notice them, and now I'm relaxing them. I imagine them just sinking into the softest of cotton cushions, releasing any tension in a part of the body which is tight. Sometimes I imagine it's a string or an elastic band which has been stretched in my body. Now I imagine both ends being loosened. So the tightness, the stress becomes released. And our body relaxes. There's nothing pulling or pushing it anymore. And I'm aware of how relaxed that part of the body is. And again, I'm just focusing on my knees. You can focus somewhere else. Now my knees are so tingling, they're so relaxed. Because I had some hay fever, my throat is itchy, so now I relax my throat. Just being aware of the feeling, fully mindful, and finding out what makes that irritation worse, what relieves it. And I notice when I take away fear, control, and I let it be, it gets less. body's really relaxed. You can hardly feel any tension in it at all. It's like when you first wake up in the morning after a really good night's sleep. Or when you've been to the pool and done some laps and afterwards it's so body feels so good. Or you've been to a spa and had a massage. That's what I mean by relaxing the body to that degree. Just by mindfulness and kindness. Mindfulness gives you the indication how relaxed you are. Kindness, the compassion, the softness is what pushes your body, opens it up, lets it go. To get so at ease. No pressure on it at all. Once the body's relaxed, please see if you can notice the pleasure of physical relaxation. It's delightful. You have to move the body, run it around, force it throughout the day. Now it is sitting. You can just bring it to a state of ease. Letting go of the tension of the day. And the body has a chance to regenerate, to become healthy, and also to let go of emotional problems which are stuck in your body. You relax the body, and the emotional problems go too. Spend all the meditation on your body if you wish. Some people like to go on to their mental world, the world of their emotions, their thoughts, their past, their future, and their present. Well, just like your body, your emotional world gets bruised and stressed and injured by life. And now we're going to care for our emotional world. Keeping it comfortable in this present moment. And being mindful of your stress or peace indicator in your emotional world. How stressed are you? How relaxed are you emotionally? Once you understand what I mean by being aware of that indicator, you'll soon notice what makes you more stressed, worried about the future, carrying the past. So little by little, you let go of the past, relax it. And you move closer to inner relaxation, inner peace. Sometimes you feel the future pulling at you. Plan me. Sort me out. Resist that pull. Let the future go. Understanding that now, right here is the place your future is being made. This is the safest place you can be and the best place to create a good future for yourself right now. So disregard the false future, which is worries and concerns and plans. That's false future. Come here right now where your real future is growing, developing, being made. and put most of your awareness on how relaxed or how tense is your emotional world. And you learn very quickly, like you learned how to relax the body, how to relax your mind. And if you're thinking a lot, please don't try to get rid of the thoughts that makes the mind more tense. Instead, soften the thoughts. Slow them down. Make them less important. Until you begin to see spaces between your thinking. Moments of silence. Just being, knowing, without giving anything a name. Without having a conversation with life. Just silent. Inside. And later on, you might like to become aware of your breathing. Just being aware of your breath as it comes into your body, as it goes out again afterwards. It can sometimes help, as you breathe in, to imagine breathing in peace. As you breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go of all concerns and worries and illnesses and stress. And breathe in peace. Feel the peace. Imagine it coming into your body. Like a cool golden flow of water, bring you peace. Breathe out all the toxins, the pain, the suffering. Breathe in peace. Breathe out. Let go. Breathing in light. Breathe out darkness. Use your imagination to imagine these things coming in to your body and mind. Peace, light. Imagine all these negative things going away from you. Breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. So how are you feeling now? Be mindful of how peaceful your body and mind are. Peace. Why did it become peaceful? And what hindered it? This is insight, where we learn how to meditate, what works. So when we learn, we get better. And soon you learn the skill of how to keep the mind so peaceful and the body so relaxed and healthy. Wherever, whenever. One of the most important things you will ever learn. Meditation. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times, as usual. Please don't open your eyes until the last ringing starts to vanish. And only then end the meditation. At the end of the 3rd ringing of the gong. If